Representative Michael Schrah says this is the sixth consecutive legislative session where an almost identical resolution on the issue has been brought up. However, he says that it's a necessary idea to bring to voters. Schrah says as more and more duties have been removed from the offices of the Secretary of State and State Treasurer, they're no longer needed.
Simply put, time has passed these old positions by. Their previous work is now done in other areas of government. These positions are now just symbolic in nature and merely relics of the past.
The resolution would begin the process to remove the offices from the state's constitution. It would require approval in two consecutive legislative sessions before going to voters in a constitutional referendum. Schrah told the Assembly Committee on State Affairs the resolution also deals with redistributing duties the offices still do have. However, some committee members and critics at the hearing were concerned about how removing the offices would impact the rest of the state government. State Treasurer Kurt Schuller wasn't at the hearing. However, Schrah noted that Schuller ran for his position pushing for abolishment of the office. Secretary of State Doug LaFollette was also unable to be at the hearing, but sent a written statement. He later said eliminating the offices is the wrong direction for the state.
If we're going to be open for business and if Wisconsin's going to be competitive, we should restore those important business functions.
LaFollette says past attempts to remove the offices haven't gone far. Brianne Chasseau, Wisconsin Public Radio News.